Holy Spirit, do not let our hearts be troubled. Reassure us in our darkness, and we will wait in silence and in peace for the light from the gospel to dawn upon us.
The Widow's Offering. As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich people putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. "I tell you the truth," he said, "this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on."
Lord, be with thee,
from the writings of Brother Roger of Teze. When we realise that God loves us, and that God loves even the most forsaken human being, then our hearts will open to others. We become more aware of the sanctity of each and every person, and we ask ourselves, how can we prepare ways of trust on earth? However powerless we may feel, are we not called to communicate a mystery of hope to those around us by the lives we live? In the 4th century, St. Ambrose of Milan said, "Begin the work of peace within yourself, so that once you are at peace with yourself, you can bring peace to others."
Que j'exulte et jubile en ton amour, qui est créateur du monde.
Thank you.
Let us pray. For all those without shelter or a stable home to go to, especially the homeless and refugees stranded in a foreign land. Lord, we pray. For children and all vulnerable people in need of our love and care. Lord, we pray. For those who are in hospital and all those who are ill or in pain this evening, whether physical or emotional. Lord, we pray. For those who have departed this life and dance in a different place. Lord, we pray. And for those who are grieving, those who are lonely, and all those who are feeling the loss or separation from loved ones. Lord, we pray.
Thank you.
So bless us, Lord Jesus, and all those you have entrusted to us. Guide us in the spirit of the Beatitudes, joy, simplicity, and mercy. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore.
Amen.